episode 2 of season 3 of Purpose Spotlight, and I am so excited that you are here to be with us. We have two amazing people here today whose schedules are both packed. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our first one on, and then we may have to come back a little bit later than we normally do for our second guest. But the first one, a guy who I met some years ago through a mutual friend, but I don't want to belabor it. So we're going to go ahead and bring him on. His name is KT, and he is representing the Atlanta area. Spotlight, thank you for coming. And he should be in just a few seconds here. Hey,
how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. You guys are going to have to forgive me because I'm really in the middle of on a basement. But I'm blessed to even be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for saying yes. You know, I've been following you for some time now. You know, I guess we met. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, that we met through a mutual friend, and you moved to Atlanta. How long have you been in Atlanta now?
I've been in Atlanta now for just about 10 years.
Okay. Wow, it's been 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so 10 years then, and so I don't want to ask all the questions. I want you to be able to share, so go ahead and tell us a little about yourself, what it is that you do.
Okay, that's a very interesting question, and a lot of you guys will see it soon because I am getting ready to put out a testimony series.
Okay.
Where I will start giving my testimony to many people. But basically, my name is KT. I am from Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore is a great city. Baltimore is a very challenging city as well. But I love it. I grew up in the streets of Baltimore. Not by choice, but just the type of environment I was exposed to. But after going to prison and doing those type of things, I decided to turn my life over to God. Because one of my homeboys was on the street block, and we was actually on our way there, too. We said, hey, man, we on our way, a whole bunch of us. But when we got there, for some reason, they made us do a detour. Mm. Because someone was murdered. On that same exact block, at the same exact spot that I was on my way to.
Wow.
If I had gotten there 5 minutes earlier, it could have easily have been me.
Wow.
But at that time, that's when I started talking to God. I said, hold up.
Yeah.
You know? So as I turned my life over to God, things changed for me dramatically. All the way to the point where I got into acting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's a man by the name of Rodney Jackson.
Okay.
Bear. If you guys remember the movie Precious, Bear is the one who plays the dad. I love Bear.
Oh.
So one time while I was in Baltimore, we was actually just remodeling his basement, something like that. I said, look, man, hey, man, I just got saved. I'm trying to get into Christian hip hop. I want you to do my music video. So he decided, I got you. Come on, let's go. But when we did it, he said, stop. We need to turn this into a movie. So we did. So I filmed my first movie in Baltimore called Fisher of Men. It's actually located on YouTube. Just put in Fisher of Men, the movie. It'll pop right up. But after doing that movie, that's when I decided, you know what? I may be a lot better at acting than I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during that time, I was a minister at New Psalmist Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these things you guys will hear in my testimony. But there was a conference only for the ministers and the preachers, and the theme of the conference was Pursue Your Dream. So it was at that time I started talking to God. I look, God, are you leading me to this? Or is this just something that I want to do?
Yeah.
You know, I started praying, but I would hear nothing from God. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because sometimes when you pray to God and you don't hear anything, you just have to go ahead and make a decision, and he will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. I moved down here to Atlanta. So now that's what I'm doing down here in Atlanta. I am known for, in Baltimore, Maryland, you guys remember me as a fisherman,
yeah,
a Christian hip-hop artist, and minister. But in Atlanta, I am an actor and home improvement. I also have my own business doing home improvement. But you'll get a lot more of that in the testimony.
Now, to back up a little bit, the music that you did, I feel like, yeah, specifically you were in Baltimore. Is any of that still out for people to go and listen to that? Or is that one of those things you close that chapter and it's like, I'm done with that?
No. Actually, I'm coming back.
Okay.
I'm coming back with a music tip. I've already written a few songs already. I'm getting ready to shoot a music video probably within the next month or two. So I am coming back with the music, but however, it will be slightly different than it was. Now, you guys do have access to the music that I did then, and I will actually be posting it more and figure out exactly where it is so I can give people the link. But like I said, in Baltimore, they know me as a minister and a rapper. Down here, they know me as an actor and in Home Improvement. Now I want to put them together. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring back the music and minister, but then I also want to add the actor and Home Improvement guy to it as well. So that now, when every time I come up with a song, I won't come out with an album where everybody can just go buy the album. I'm only coming out with music videos. But my music videos will look like many movies. This is how I combine the two.
Now, how did remodeling, not construction, I don't want to use that word because you didn't use it, but that whole sphere of business, home improvement, there we go, thank you. How did that come to be?
Okay. All right. So this is where a lot of the testimony is going to come in, because there's a lot that a lot of people know and don't know about me in Atlanta. Since I've been down here in 2018, me and a friend of mine was hit by a car while we were crossing the street. During that time, I had brain injury. So now that was in August of 2018. The last doctor I saw was in November of 2018. So we're now in 2022. I have not seen a doctor since 2018 into where I am now. But because I'm in a walk with God, that's the reason why I am where I am. Now, so since my accident, I have healed a lot from the injury. However, it is a little challenging to do certain things because my thinking is slightly not the same. It's just, so I'm still healing some, but I've healed a lot. When I got hit, I did not work for the entire year of 2019 until the end. Then, I was getting, I think, disability or something. But it just ran out, so I had to go back to work. I could not go back into this field because my field is in building engineering. So during that time, you have to see a doctor just to let them know that you have healed enough to go back to work. I couldn't do that. But there was a job that I was given by Alloy Wheel Repair. All right, there's actually one in Maryland. They're in Whitemore. But what they do is they fix your wheels overnight. I've never worked in this field ever in my life. But when I got hired, I did so good, I broke records in the company. And this is while in coming off of an injury. But so throughout the year of 2020, all the way to the end of 2020, when I resigned. Now, in the year, then that was one time I came back to the shop, and I had like 40 wheels. The general manager came to me and said, "This is the first time in the history of the company that somebody has brought in that many wheels." Unless they was at like an auction or something, but just to go out and pick up, I did it four times. But by seeing the way I was operating in that field I never worked in, I say now it's time for you to start your own business. But before I make decisions like that, I always look for confirmation from God. I will
Absolutely.
pray to him, I will talk to him, but I always look for at minimum three confirmations. And I did receive it. My first confirmation came from New Psalms, where the guy was preaching about going big. That was a confirmation. Then I had my wife start coming to me and say, "You know what? You should go ahead and start your business. Why don't you do a home improvement full time?" Now she didn't hear that. She don't know what's going on, but I hear it. And then I received it from another place. There was a guy that I actually did some work at his house, and while I did the work, he said, "Man, you should start your own business." I said, "Okay, you know what?" Then I am. So at the end of 2020, in the month of December, I resigned. I gave my last 2 weeks. I actually brought in 30 wheels again. That was the fourth time I did it. But then at January the 1st, 2021, I started my own business, KTMR LLC, doing home improvement. So what I do is I remodel homes, but I also work in corporate properties, so offices. I mean, I do so much on the interior and exterior. But I've never, before my injury, and this is where to bring it back to the testimony, before my injury, I never thought about ever starting my own business before. Even everything that I'm doing down here in Atlanta, Georgia, I have never thought about doing it before. But now I am doing so many other things. Like, And I don't even know how I even got here or what pushed me. So I just follow wherever I feel that God is leading me to. Because he was the one who healed me this far. And I don't think he plans on stopping. So I just continue to fall forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think it's just an amazing testament of when you just allow God to do to be him. You know, you don't try to put yourself in a box, you know, and or allow put God in a box about, you know, what the skills and things that you do have that he said, okay, this is actually what I want to do. You know, you kind of hear that through a lot of people. Tabitha Brown is something who I think about that with, where, you know, just the videos and things that she's done, but God was that wasn't her original plan, you know. But she was just obedient, you know, and saw the opportunity that God had presented her with, and you know, look where she is now. And so same for you, like, because I remember, you know, when you first told me about the accident and just that progress of all of a sudden, you know, he has a business and all of a sudden he's taking all these pictures and these videos and like all this. I'm like, oh shoot, like okay, you know, and I see.
And it didn't happen overnight.
Oh
It was just a process of going through the healing. But you're seeing
and
how God was moving.
and it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, which is why you know I wanted you to come on here and just kind of share, you know, what in the world you're doing, because I've seen you from the more artistic side and then coming through here, but still, you know, taking the directions shared and taking the acting. And I'm like, yo, what is this? This new story is amazing. And so to get what you're, and I don't know if you have it yet, because you did share a lot about some of the things that you are working on now, like you're, you know, at some point you're going to start putting back out your music and you're working on the series. That will highlight your testimony, things like that. So you can share a little bit more about that. But also, and I guess that's more short term, but if there's something long term that you are working toward that you are ready and want to share right now, please do.
Absolutely. So yeah, when the testimony series that will come out this year, it'll be through social media. It'll probably even be live on IG or live on Facebook. I haven't decided. That's going to help people understand because everything that happens for me just or happened to me within the last 3 years, because it's been 3 years since I was injured. In those last years, so many things happened, but it didn't just like happen out of nowhere. It was just a process of moving. For example, in 2019, while I was still early in the injury, I found out the Tyler Perry studio was only about 4 minutes away from my church at the time. So I went there. Of course, you can't get in because you have to go through security. But right outside the guest center, I just got on my knees and ground. I just prayed. I said, Lord, I thank you for not allowing me to die. Now, as I continue to pursue my dream, I pray you bring me here. And simple. And then 4 weeks later, I was casted for P-Valley. Only the missed shot at Tyler Perry Studio. I didn't even audition for it. It just came out of nowhere. So throughout the last 3 years, there has been situations where things like that just happened. And so I just learned and I kept moving and I keep moving. So now where I am in 2022, at the beginning of every year, and this is just suggested to anyone who's watching, actually, every year when I get into the fall season, especially going into the winter, all I'm doing is making plans for the following year. So my plans for this year was I need to go ahead and try to help my business go up to a higher level, bringing in more revenue. I also need to buy a t-shirt machine and start making t-shirts. I just did that recently, but then I am also starting the actors workshop, and I don't even know if I should talk about this on here.
So it's gonna be up to you.
I will do some snippets. I have a very enormous idea. I love to help people, even in my home improvement. The reason why I'm doing home improvement is because I don't do it to charge people a lot of money to do a lot of things in their home. I really don't work for money. They really just pay me for my time. That's anything. But it's really my way of just helping people do some work to their home or to their office or to their parking lot or whatever. I just help folk. So now that I've been come down here and done so much on the acting side, like I'm in three projects on Amazon Prime. I'm on a project on tour. So it's not major things. It's just small things. But it just shows that I'm slowly just climbing the ladder. But while even while I'm climbing, I now want to help other people whose dream is to get into acting to be able to do it too. So there is a small workshop coming this fall, actually. And the only thing I would drop is what would you do if it was a workshop where you would get a headshot, a short film, and a reel just for you within 3 days? That is what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
Because as an actor, you got to have headshots. You need to build your resume. You
yeah.
need reel. You need actual footage of you acting. But if you're not getting any film, then how are you going to get a reel? In my workshop, not only would you get a headshot, you would get a short film with you, but you will also get clips out of the film that you can also use as a reel. This will help you to start climbing the ladder as an actor. And the more workshops you do, the more different reels you'll get, the more headshots you'll get. You know, it just happens to everyone. Now, the only thing I will say is that the maximum amount of people allowed in the class is only 10.
Okay.
So after 10 people have signed up, then you will have to sign up for the next class to come into it. The minimum is 5. But okay. It's going to be a very phenomenal. I will give more details. I am about to release the promotion video soon, so you'll see it.
So it is this year?
It's this year.
Yeah, okay.
My plan is to do it in the fall. I just haven't decided if it's going to be in September or October.
Got you. Okay.
It's going to be somewhere around that time, but I will start announcing it next month in August.
Okay. Yeah. So you have so much going on right now between what's being released, what is released, what you're working on. How can people get connected with you, especially those who are in Atlanta who want to go to the workshop or want to be involved and say, hey, you know, what are some tips for me trying to get into, you know, that, you call it, into the artistry, acting world. So how can people get connected with you? First of all, do you have a website? Obviously, you have an Instagram, YouTube. How can people get in touch?
Yeah, you can definitely hit me through IG just by KT Megason.
Okay.
And that's MEGINSON. As soon as you just type a little bit, my face will pop right up. The great thing about that one is that if you read into my bio, you will see a link to my other IG, which is the one for my company. So then you will also see what I do on both sides. My name is the same on Facebook, KT Megason. Just bring it up. Just follow me, you know, and then as time goes on, you'll start seeing things pop up. Now, the last thing I would do is I am also, next year, my goal is to shoot my first series. I'm shooting my first series. So I'll be back in Baltimore to shoot footage. Over the last 3 years, I know not only got into acting more, but I learned a lot more in filming. So now I can act, film, and edit myself.
Okay.
So I am going to be doing so. If you guys are anybody in Baltimore that's interested into getting acting or always had a dream or an imagination of things like that, that would be a great time for you to holler at me.
Okay. Baltimore, you said that's next year. So you have two series then. One that's coming out this year, that, and then the one that's coming out next year. Did I understand that right?
Kind of. The only series that's coming out this year that I was a part of is a series called Debt.
Okay.
It's shot by Dejour.
Okay.
Dejour Ashra. It is his project, but I did 100% of all of the cinematography.
Okay.
So I actually filmed it. The wrap party is coming up at the end of this month, and it will be released the 1st of August. So I will be posting that off top. But okay. Fisher Men, this was the series that, can I drop one last quick testimony on that?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to. Go ahead.
Yeah, the biggest reason why I'm doing a series of Fisher of Men, now remember, the first movie that I shot in Baltimore was Fisher of Men. Okay. My accident was in 2018. But in 2019, as I was healing and going through the process, there was a guy who got in contact with me who actually works for Disney. He does filming on the Disney side. He said he was starting a new Christian channel. He saw my movie. I never even released the movie. I never even put it out there. I don't even know how he saw it, but he saw it. He got in contact with me. He said that he is on the new channel that he is creating. He wants to put the movie on the channel, but he wants me to shoot 7 to 10 episodes and turn it into a series. So that it will be one of the first series on the channel. Now, I don't even remember this guy. I don't remember his name. I don't have his phone number. I may not even talk to him again, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because this is my way of giving back to God. I'm in a lot of projects, but you're not seeing any God in any of those projects. You're just seeing gangster stuff or love or things like that. Now it's time to give God what he has been giving me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I gotta write that down. Now it's time to give God what he's been.
One of my ideas for one of the t-shirts that I'm getting ready to come out with, it says that God does not work for us. We work for him.
And I think that's such a great reminder. God's not a genie. He's not this magical fairy that's just, tell me what you want and I'm gonna get it for you. Or he's not, we're not his master or anything. And that doesn't work like
Yeah,
that.
of course. He's going to help you. He's going to give you a hand. He's going to give you guidance, but he's not your employee. He
Yeah,
doesn't
not
work
a,
for God.
yeah,
But I'm
so.
really grateful for him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Merciful. So, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. It's been a pleasure. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and get back to what you're doing. And I can't wait to see the pictures of it that you post, because I'm sure you are, about what you're doing. And I'm gonna post all your information that you shared as far as KT Megaton. That's KT underscore Megaton, right?
Yeah, KT underscore magazine.
Okay. Yeah.
And
And so we're gonna do all that. And so please
then
go.
over time, I am going to try to get better at interviews because it's still new to me as well. So, but don't
Yay.
worry, I'll get better over time.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the night, and we'll see you soon.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that was our first guest. He is amazing. I'm like I was saying before, I met him in Baltimore through mutual friends some years ago, like a long time ago. Long time ago, I even did like a music video with them and things like that, as he talked about his career. And so actually, I do have another guest who's coming. However, she is one of the things that she does, I guess her day job is what you want to call it. She's a nurse. And so she had a few emergencies, but she is coming. And so if you guys can hang out with me, let me see, because I just got a message. Probably gonna come back in about 15 minutes to give her time to get home and get settled. If you're in the medical field, you understand, or even in the teaching field, like stuff just be popping off and you never really know what's gonna happen when between kids, medical stuff, obviously. So I'm gonna sign off here to give her time, because And just one of the reasons why I decided to do this, I don't even know if I shared this before, but one of the reasons why I decided to do Purpose Spotlight is just to show people who are doing it, who are being themselves for a purpose, and just wanted to spotlight them to say, yes, it is possible. Now, the people that I bring on, do they have it all together? Are they perfect? Are they, exactly where they dream they would be? Or should I say, are they at their highest, most self-actualized level? No, they're not. But they are taking the chances, they are taking the risks, they are seizing the opportunities that to use their gifts and talents that God has given them to do amazing things, to build community, to help others, to be an influence and have an impact in their community. So you have a lot of people who have come through here. Let's see, we've had coaches, we've had actors, like we had Katie earlier today. We've had people, we have had mentors and coaches and musicians, a few of those. We have production and media, and quite a few people who have come on over the last 2 seasons. And so, again, if anyone you know who would be interested, or if you yourself might be interested in being spotlighted, please let me know. And so, without any further ado, I see my second guest who made it. And so, I'm so glad she's here. So, I'm going to bring her on right now.
Hello.
Hello, you made it.
I made it.
Yes. I was hoping I wasn't, you know, I didn't put you in like a put the pressure on to get here as soon as you can, you know. That's why I said be safe.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. All right. Well, you look gorgeous. And I know you just got home, so I'm gonna let you know, get you on and ask these questions so that way you can get, I know, to your babies and hubby and all that stuff. So thank you so much for joining. And thank you for the work that you do, you know, at least in the medical field. Because that's one of the things that I shared with in the first part of this is that between the medical field and just working with kids, something can always go left field at any moment, at any
Anyway.
moment. Yeah, so with that, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what it is that you do.
Of course. Well, my name is Soraya Johnson. I am the owner of Johnson Life Services. I'm a mindset and accountability coach. And pretty much my goal, what the goal of what I do, mindset and accountability coaching, and what Johnson Life Services LLC is all about, I pretty much give clarity on what goals that needs to be reached, what systems and tools that need to be put in place. And pretty much I try to do all of that and then give the accountability to make sure that all of that gets done.
Awesome.
And then so I also help people shift their perspectives on what they actually believe in for themselves and pretty much get put them in a place where it's a desired place of a lifestyle that allows them to initiate and discover their true identity. And so that's just a little bit as far as the more so as far as one aspect of my life. As you said, I wear many, many hats, and I love every hat that I wear. I am a wife to my incredible husband. He's my rock, he's my pusher. I also am a mother to my miracle child, Mackenzie, and she brings me so much joy. I am also a pastor's wife. And I am honored to be the pastor's wife of my husband, who is my pastor and my leader. And we pastor an amazing, the best church on this side of heaven. The Ramp Church Charlottesville, whoop whoop, and the Ramp Church Richmond. Okay. And so I see a few of them getting on. So yes, thank y'all so much for coming on. But yes, I also am a nurse. I currently work in the cancer center at the University of Virginia. And so those are all of the hats. I'm also, you know, a friend, a sister, you know, but
Of course,
just
of
to add
course.
on to stuff. But yeah, so I do wear many hats, but I absolutely love every hat that I wear. And that's just a little bit about me.
Wow, that's amazing. Just to hear. We met 2008.
2008.
Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
Doesn't right. I don't remember if it was through Shekinah or if it was through the ramp, but I remember it was you and Valencia. And I was like, oh, they're pretty. I was like, oh, okay, let's go. Yeah. So just to remember, you know, who you were back then, you know, and just to see, you know, where you come. It's just been an amazing thing to see, you know, and I'm so proud of you know, just for what you've been able to accomplish. And I remember when you first dropped those photos of, you know, you had that photo shoot. I was like, ooh. I was like, okay. You know, such an amazing shift. But so with even in that, can you tell a little bit about how you even got there? When did you know specifically, I guess, as it relates to the your coaching and that mental health aspect, when did you know that that was where God was leading you or whatever situation? It was like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do.
I feel like it really hit me when I found myself in a place where I was tired of kind of being stuck. I was tired of just kind of doing the same things over and over. I found myself and I felt myself after a while being in a cycle. You don't necessarily realize that you're in a cycle until like kind of later on, or somebody on the outside tells you like, no, like you've kind of been doing this for a while now. And so I didn't really realize until I found myself constantly doing the same thing over and over. And I felt like I had so much like potential on the inside of me. And I knew that for some reason, like I needed to get this out. I needed to do something. I needed to put everything that was on the inside of me to use. And I was tired of like staying dormant in my place. Like I felt like I was helping people, but I didn't feel like I was really helping people. And so I really just kind of put the bet on myself. I took a chance on myself. And so I realized that for years, I did not give myself that chance to really believe in myself.
Yeah.
I was so great. I was a perfectionist at being able to push so many other people and make sure that they make it and make sure that their dreams make it, make sure that they arrive. But I always neglected myself. And so in that process, I realized, I said, something has to change. Because I too, I'm important. I had to speak affirmations over myself. I had to constantly take myself out of that place where, and I wouldn't necessarily call it like depression, but I found myself in a low place because I always saw myself there. I always put myself second or behind people and never really gave myself that attention that I needed.
Yeah.
I never gave myself that care, that self-care, you know, and everybody talks about it, but it's really important. And that time to myself. So I really put the belt on myself and I said, listen, I'm going to do this and I'm going to trust God through this process. And yeah. And I had my village with me, my husband, and he realized and he said, yeah, it's time for you to, you know, I'm surprised you didn't realize before, but you know, I was giving you your little time and everything, but so when I realized it and I put that bet on myself, I found myself in a different place and I found that my confidence increased. I was walking through things in life more boldly. And it just changed me for the better. It changed my entire life. It changed everything. So yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And I think that word you use, stuck, you know, is so important. And just that idea that sometimes you don't realize it, like you say, you don't really realize it until somehow, some way, either someone brings it to your attention or you just kind of have a moment of in your thoughts, you're like, wait a minute, what's happening, you know, and that mundane. And I use that word loosely because the Lord oftentimes does a lot of amazing things in the mundane. We're just in a season of doing where he wants us to be, you know. And so I think it's awesome, you know, that you're able to have that reflective moment, however that, you know, all transpired, and just say, you know what, it's time to do something, you know, and to know that you took that step. You know, you didn't complain, you know, you didn't grumble, you didn't just say, well, forget all this, you know, I'm just gonna be stuck, and why me, woe is me, but you said, no, let's do something about it, you know. Right. And that's such an encouragement, you know, to me, that's such an encouragement, I know, to so many others, to see like, hey, this girl stepped out, and like you said, you came out bold. It's like, it was this, then all of a sudden, boom. Yeah. Bet. You know.
Right.
You know, and I think that just prepared you as well just for all the other hats that you wear. I know being a pastor's wife, I'm a pastor's kid, so I get it. Yeah. I get it. You know, just the pressure that's there, but also the responsibility that's there, as well as the fulfillment when you have accepted the role for what it is and allow God to use you exactly how you are without being, this is what a first lady should be. But no, God put me here how I am. So now let me show myself how God created me in this space, you know? So I think that's amazing, you know, and finding that balance. And the same, that's a question that wasn't on the list that I gave you, but a question that I do want to ask is briefly, how do you find that balance of all the hats that you wear?
So it's funny because that word balance is used in sometimes a negative connotation. Yeah. Like a lot of people like to take it and run with it. It was like, oh, I need to find balance. Like, you know, I need to step away and find balance and find myself. But for me, I actually work my best. And I actually told someone this recently, I work my best in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I work my best when I'm in a hectic situation. And for some reason, like God allows me to be able to find peace in the midst of it. And so it seems as though, like, even things are like crazy around me, I'm still able to find things and put things in order and put like and be organized with stuff. And I'm able to be able to set things here and say, okay, well, you know what, today I'm gonna just work on, you know, just the business aspect. So I'm gonna just work on Johnson Life Services today. And then tomorrow I'll be able to get into, you know, responding to messages tomorrow when it comes to, you know, if it's not life or death, then I can respond to your message tomorrow. but I really was able to find the balance when I realized that I no longer am that hero for everybody. Although I'm somebody that can help you get to where you need to get, I'm not the hero and I'm not your God. And so once I realized that, I realized that me too, I am human. I have a life. I also, you know, I have things that I like, pleasure. I love nice things. And so, and I love to travel. I love to do great things, but realizing at the same time is that I can't do everything. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to put things into perspective and realizing that you'll be able to get to it tomorrow. And it's okay to rest. It's okay to take, you know, to calm down and take your time.
Absolutely.
And so being in the midst of chaos for such a long time allowed me to realize that even in the midst of chaos, that all you need to do is stay still long enough so that way you can be able to hear what your next direction or what your next instruction is to do. And so that's where I was able to get the balance and being able to navigate certain things is really being able to realize, and I'm really an organized person. I like to consider myself a little bit of, you know, OCD. I'm a planner. I love checklists. I love those kind of things. And so anybody that is a client of mine or anybody that knows, I go hard on that. I'm a big journalist. I love journaling. I love all of that. And that's how I'm able to be able to keep myself on track, realizing like, okay, I have a list of things that I need to do. And then, so it keeps me organized and lets me know what can I prioritize and what is it that I need to do in the moment that I can take care of. And then also being able to push some things to the side and I can take care of them later. That way I can be able to have that balance of being able to do the things that I love while also being able to do the things that I have to do.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that key word that you use is priority, because I think a lot of times when people hear balance, is that everything is equal.
Right.
But balance to me is I give what I'm supposed to as God allows me to every aspect of my life. Because some things, like you said, priority, my family needs this much. But this over here, it needs this much. But if I give this much to my family and this much, and then obviously it's going to be some misconstrued something somewhere. And it's that chaos that you don't want, you know, and by having that balance, you know, you set up boundaries, you know, and people understand, okay, cool. So she's not checking messages. I know that she's not checking messages after, let's just say 4 o'clock. Okay, great. So I'll send the message tomorrow morning or something like that. And so people respond to that balance that you have, you know, and it just, you know, enables you to wear as many hats as you do, finding those priorities, what matters when, because everything that's important is not urgent. Everything that's urgent is not important, you know, and especially, you know, with the type of work that you do with being a pastor's wife and being a nurse and being a mom, it's just like, who knows what can happen at any moment, at any moment.
Any
so you
moment.
Be able to shift, you know, accordingly. So, and so with all that, and you did share a few things, what are some things that you're currently working on that you are releasing or putting out? I think I saw something for a conference that you're doing. So short-term things, but also long-term, what are you looking for?
So you made mention of a conference, and yes, I am working on an the save the date is out, and actually within the next week or so, we will I will be releasing the information in regards to the women's conference that I'm hosting. It's called I'm Her Women's Conference, and that's September 24th. It's a Saturday, and I'm super excited about it, not because of it's my first kind of women's conference that I'm hosting, but I'm excited about it because the title of it, being I'm Her, as I've been kind of going through my process of just kind of renewing and changing of my mind and being in a mindset and accountability coach, I've saw myself in a place where I feel like all women kind of need to be able to see themselves as the she that they, that she knows to be. And so the I'm Her Women's Conference, it's really just a day. It's a day full of just empowerment, women empowerment, and then we'll just really be inspiring and motivating the her on the inside. And so that's the mission of the I'm Her Women's Conference. And so I'm super excited about it. And so that's short term. Long term, there's a lot of stuff that's coming forth for Johnson Life Services. So be on the lookout for that. I'm super excited to be able to announce what's getting ready to happen with that. But I'm just working on so many things. I don't even know a lot of things, even with our church. We actually just recently launched our Richmond church about a month ago. And so that's been something great. That's been one of our new babies, and God has been meeting us in Richmond, Virginia, and man, it's been something great. But yeah, my business, Mindset and Accountability Coaching, getting clients. And actually I just became, about a month ago, the chair to the Love No Ego Foundation. Where I'm also, so I'm the chair to the CEO actually. And, that's, it's exciting and it's great. Yeah. And I'm also within the foundation, a mentor, a speaker. So I'm able to go to different universities and different schools and to be able to empower and to motivate, students and other adults, in the field that I'm already doing. And this is something that I've been dreaming about, and something that I've really been aspiring for, and God laid this in my lap, and I was able to get connected with Freddie Jackson, who's actually the CEO of the Love No Ego Foundation, and I'm grateful to be connected to them, and they're a great team of people, and their motto is love is what love does. And so it's great, and I'm super excited. So be on the lookout for that too. So yes, it's a lot of things just happening, great things. And so I'm just super excited. So yeah.
So with everything that you mentioned, and people say, okay, so how do I find out about this? Where can I get this? How do I get tickets to this? What do I need? What do you give people to do?
Follow me on social media. All of my, all information, anything that kind of that has anything to do with my life, I'm kind of forced into it now. I never was really a big social media person, but I'm kind of forced into it now with all the businesses and all the hats that I wear. But Instagram, Soraya V. Johnson, and Facebook, Soraya Johnson. Also, you can visit my website, johnsonlifeservices.com. Any questions or anything, if you just want to collab, connect, send me a DM, email me, johnsonlifeservicesllc@gmail.com. And yes, and for the conference, thank you. Also, I'm Her Conference, at I'm Her Conference, both Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to continue to see me work through the Love No Ego Foundation, it's also Love No Ego. And so, yeah, that's where I am on so many platforms. Also, you can follow our church, Ramp Seville, the Upper Room. So that's where you can kind of contact me, figure out what's going on, stay in the loop of things. So,
all right. So before I let you go, thank you so much for what you've already shared. What is the message that you want to leave to the women specifically who are basically just trying to figure out who she is, you know, and all those things, talking about just in lieu of the conference and the mindset accountability? What is your message to women trying to figure out who the heck am I?
So my pastor, who's my husband, actually said something yesterday that was actually really good. And it's true, because I actually did it. So whenever you want to do something, whenever you want to follow your heart, follow your dreams, follow whatever it is that you feel like God has placed on the inside of you, go after it. And I'm telling you to go after it, not in a place of that you have everything already in a row, you have all your ducks in a row, you have everything prepared for you to go after that thing. But even when you feel as though that you're entering into a new place in your life where you do have insecurities, where you have fear, where you have doubt, still go in and go after it with those things and do it afraid. and do it afraid until fear and doubt and all of those things and all of your insecurities become uncomfortable, that they have to make themselves leave.
Yeah.
So that's what I would leave with you guys, that go after everything that your heart desires and don't let anybody and not even yourself stop you from doing what you want to do. Like I did, put the bet on yourself and really see that bet going all the way to the end and finish and stay consistent, stay persistent, because it really works for you. Like I say it all the time, that your hard work will work for you. And, but you got to stay consistent. You got to stay persistent and you got to realize that you're not perfect. And so realizing that you're not perfect, go into this thing afraid, go into this thing with all of those, things that you feel as though are imperfect about you, because that's when perfection can come. That's when God can use those things that are imperfect in your lives, and he can turn those things for the good for you. So, yeah.
Yeah. We'll let the church say, man, I saw the light go off. So look at that. I was like, oops. But nevertheless, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that you did. I have all of the list. I got the Ramp Seville. I got the Upper Room. I got the Love Ego Foundation. I got Soraya B. Johnson. I got some other stuff. I'm her. I got all that stuff. So we're going to drop it all in the
captions. Yes.
You know, and see what you're doing. So you are doing amazing. You look beautiful doing it, you know. So keep changing the world, Soraya.
Thank you. Thank you, Nia. Thank you so much for this opportunity just to be able to speak to you and see you again after 17 years. For such a long time. But I'm so glad that our paths were able to cross again. And thank you for this.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. Hopefully we'll see you soon. And yeah, I'll drop all the information in there so everybody can connect with you, see with you, and see you in the page and see you in all the stuff that you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My joy. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on this part two of episode two of season three for Purpose Spotlight. My name is Nia. Before we had KT, we just had Miss Soraya. And so if you are interested or know someone who may be interested in being spotlighted, please go ahead and DM me. I think we have about two or three sessions or two or three spots available for this season before we close for about a month and a half. And then we come back at the end of October going into November just to share how you were being yourself for purpose. And so thankful to the two that we were able to have today. Thank you for joining. Please, once the video is posted, please like and share it, comment, support your people. Thank you again. My name is Nia. This is Purpose Spotlight. And I'll see you next Monday at 7. Bye.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for Purpose, the podcast.